Blog Talk Radio.
No limit forever.
Get money. She look like a movie star. That one. Monster in here.
That's how I like.
She got that good. Watch how she turn haters when she walk.
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest. Khalifa need buzz. I'm on that girl, cause she my type. Got a supermodel face, but if she have to, she'll fight. I'm on Lil Mama, cause shorty, she so real. My girl, she so ill, but shorty, she so chill. She don't talk to a glare when she mad at night, but she'll fix it, boy, up, that's right.
So right, it look like they been painted. Man, I swear she famous. Can't nobody touch her. She was green when I met her. Now she a stone bone hustler. We get it in. Me and her, we by the bar. Both got the tank around our neck. They know who we are. That's my motto. She make it wobble. Anything she wants, she get it. I'm a baller. In the latest coupe, matching his and hers. Hop out like two polar bears with the latest furs. We doing things. We all about the clout. She got that making good. Know what I'm talking about?
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest.
But she's so bad, everything nice, first class, a real dime chick. But she's so hood, waist deep, she be making good. I wish a sucker would try to take her. Mean mug haters, see you later. She do what I want, like I made her. See through tight, heels, no makeup.
Got that Megan Goodies, she got the Megan Goodies. Got that chuck in the trunk, I'm trying to see what's in that hoodie. No, I'm not a car technician, but she's one hell of a model.
Need a vacation.
How about we fly out tomorrow? No. Not no millionaire, I'm a multi-asset billionaire. Get signed with an asset cribs in there, with Liz in there, a few whips in there. You the baddest in the hood, I'ma make you the baddest in the world. Let the girl sing a bella, I'ma make you feel like the only girl.
Whoa, Kima Sabe, got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe, got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good, they're making good. She the coldest in the flyest in the hood.
Nikki Rich.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and you are just listening to Master P. Miller. Master P came through last week, y'all. You have to go check out that interview. Master P Miller, Making Good. It was hot. It was so, so hot. You got to go check it out in our archives. Again, we are on Sunday through Friday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Our hours have changed because we are revamping our show, and we are now the Nikki Rich Show. So you can find us on several different sites. Our first site you can find us on is blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Another site you can find us on is iTunes. You can go to iTunes, download our podcast for free. Download it for free. And you can search us by putting in The Nikki Rich Show. Also, you can find us on our blogspot at thenikkirichshow.blogspot.com or just call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to myself, Nikki Rich, or our guest for tonight. And speaking of guests, tonight we have special guests in the building. We have the one and only Mike Love. Mike Love will be coming through and showing some love, that is, on the Nikki Rich Show. But right now we want to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
It's Laminar Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
Check out Big Dipper TV, the Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Time Warner Cable, on 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown, the independent artists from Carolina, D.C., and beyond.
Hello.
Hello. That was Betty Grimes straight from North Carolina representing the Carolinas. The Rock Money, a.k.a. Hello. Now we're going to take it down for a little bit. We're going to take it down to the A. Gucci Mane Lemonade. Check this out.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones. Yellow lambs. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm rings. I'm truly stupid paid, this is how I feel today. I'm moving slow cause Cody serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade and I'm selling lemonade. Kissing in the pipes are going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pimping wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chilling. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Scoochie.
All right, all right. We're welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. Miss Nikki Rich. We have Mike Love in the building. I want to give you a little brief history about him. He was born and raised in D.C. He grew up singing in the church. He also has really been just a major part in the music industry. He dedicates a renaissance that is beyond human comprehension. Your ear will be pleasantly surprised as your soul melts from every tinge that exists in his mind. The vocal comparison to two of music's greats, Brian McKnight, Prince, Michael Jackson, and Maxwell. Mike Love has set his vision on becoming a new trendsetter of music, a new dedicated, hardworking, and determined artist from the DMV, making a big buzz throughout the industry, working hard to take his career to the top, writing for major artists in the industry, and he has featured with 2 Pistol, Cash Money, Tay Dime, Brick Squad, Monopoly, and so many more. Mike Love is a young artist that is working to become a legend in the music industry with his futuristic twist on his music, plans on leaving his mark on the industry, and we welcome today Mr. Mike Love. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. We're glad to have you. I noticed you've been doing major things. I know you went to New York, so we have so much to talk about today. So we're excited to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks again. And, yeah, I was just out in New York a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that experience in New York.
Oh, well, I went to New York for, it's something that 106 and Park does called Blaze. So every year they do a big show called Blaze Stage, and this year I was able to open up for Travis Porter. So
okay.
That was real fun, and I got a chance to meet them and meet a couple people out there and meet the CEO of Wild Out Wednesday, that's on 106 and Park, Pat Charles and stuff like that.
All right, make a shout out to Pat Charles. And I know I got a chance to see your video of that. I thought it was amazing. I really, really enjoyed your video. I mean, you were working the stage. So I was like, because you kind of remind me a little bit of Michael Jackson a little bit, the way you work that stage. And, yeah, you're an entertainer as far as, you know, how you can sing it. And there's an entertainer. Someone who works the stage, I consider Beyonce an entertainer. And as I was watching you, I was like, wow, you had the whole crowd just going. Amazing.
Thank you. That's an honor. I would like to live up to their names.
Yeah.
Live up to some of the great names. We work hard, though. We work hard. Got a nice vocal coach, good choreographer, and a good team behind me. So they put me to work every day.
Yes. So since you have went to New York and blazed the stage, how has life been?
Life's been real good. Right now we're getting ready for Wild Out Wednesday. Now I'm going to be on 106 and Park this fall, so we're starting to work on that, recording the studio, getting the perfect song for it, and just doing dance rehearsals and also working out. Doing that, and then also I got a new production team now, so working on my EP that's coming out real, real soon. So everything's just been moving quicker and quicker, and I love it.
That's excellent. I commend you for everything you have going on and all your success. You keep it up. I know that everybody, when there's always something good, there's always something bad that you can say. Have there been any challenges that you have had to face since you pursued your passion, your career?
As of right now, I haven't had any major bad problems that happened to me. Right now, I'm just working on being more business-oriented because you can't be nice to everyone, so you got to learn how to be real stern to some people. But that's just something I got to learn as I grow in my career. So other than that, nothing bad has happened. Hopefully nothing.
Well,
bad.
That's good. Well, if you say nothing bad, it doesn't necessarily have to be bad, but it can, you can take those challenges and make them better. You know, it can help you. Those challenges, we all got different things that we go through, and we can turn it into something positive, you know. Not have to be too bad, but sometimes we have roadblocks or stumbles every now and then, but that's good. That's a good thing.
I mean, the hardest thing right now is just, since I'm an up-and-coming artist, just getting through that door.
Okay.
I know a lot of artists can relate to. Just can't give up. Keep doing it. You love it.
All right. Well, tell us, look, we have several, actually, of your tracks that we have I Want to Be a Star or I Want to Be a Star. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is one of the songs I just recently did. Shout out to Don Juan. He's a artist from this area, too. He signed with Jive Records. And that song is just for the younger people that just grind, that's grinding right now, trying to make it to be a star in whatever type of thing they want to do, whether it's art, rapping, singing, basketball, football, anything. It's just the people that's have that dream, the All-American dream.
Awesome. That's amazing. Well, we're going to go ahead and listen to that I Want to Be a Star. So we're in the building with Mike Love. Mike Love, I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm on. My city on. More hits than Fight Club. Music with Mike Love. It's Don Juan, my song on. I'm a star and I'm long gone. I rhyme tight, so I shine bright in that line like when I puff on. Then I'm jumping up inside that moving car. Riding shotgun. Baby, I'm a shooting star. And
I see my nerves shining up so brightly with the stars. Flying here and there, so the process working hard. Finally get to see my mother smile. Put her a new I'm a first whammy, y'all. Face to the man upstairs. He heard my prayers. Now it's time to give back to the neighborhood. I wanna be a star. A pizza for left with all the clothes in the cars. Tony on top the hills, I'm like body real hard. Get my family out the ghetto. Have millions fast written in my name. I wanna be a star. Follow, ask what Mike Love will do next. Just bought a brand new Benz, customized in. Ain't even come out yet. Snap, 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 snap. This cover Rolling Stones, y'all. A legend in the making. Just rising. Now it's time to give back to the neighborhood. I wanna be a star. A pizza for left with all the clothes in the cars. Studio got the inbound, that body real hard. Get my family out the ghetto. Have millions fans reading my name. I wanna be a star. I wanna be a star. Get to my name.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We have a special guest in the building, Mike Love. You were just listening to I Want to Be a Star. I am loving that, Mike Love. I'm loving it. It's hot.
Thanks for the love.
Yes, yes. I love it because it's just that feel-good music. When you hear it, it just feels good. And I love the beats and everything and the hook. I'm just loving it all around.
Thanks for the love, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Makes you feel good.
Yeah. So I know you have I Want to Be a Star. So who helped you with I Want to Be a Star? Producers or anybody help you with the beat?
Mellow Production was the producer that made the beat for me, and actually I wrote the song and composed it and stuff like that, and I recorded it at, shout out to Carl, the other technician, engineer that recorded it for me, and then Don Juan, the rapper that was on it, he's a beast. He blessed me.
Yeah. That was pretty high. And I know you have another track we have, and it's called... Is it Captain? Caption?
Oh, Captain. Yeah,
Captain.
That's my...
We have that.
Clubbing. That's the party track.
The party track. Tell us a little bit about that party track.
That song is actually like one of the first songs I ever wrote, like almost four years ago. And we finally recorded it, and it's just basically talking about how if you're going to take the lady wherever she wants to go. It's basically been taking her to planet. If you want to go to Mars, I'll take you there. If you want to go to Pluto, I'll take you there. Wherever you want to go, I got you. Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
You know, I like you because you go beyond the world. Everything is dealing in the atmosphere. That's what I'm saying. I want to be a star. Now you're talking about the captain, Mars and all. That's what I'm talking about. You got to think big. You
got
to think beyond.
Yeah,
worldwide.
Got
loving it. Loving it.
Thanks.
Yes, I'm loving that. So right now we want to go to Captain. We have Mike Love in the building live on the Nick Smith Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Your captain for today is Mike Love. Enjoy your ride.
Oh yeah.
Make a note, Mike.
This is your captain speaking. We're about to take off. Fulfilling your desires is a very practice. Take you to planet Mars, Jupiter or Pluto. It don't matter if it's a spaceship, and I'm about to get you off. I'ma get you off. Show you how I go. I'ma get you right. Put you in first class. You don't have to ask. I'ma take you to where you wanna go.
Take off.
So right now, we're talking about right now. What are you currently working on?
Right now, I'm working on, I'm actually writing for a couple major artists. Like, hopefully, I get these placements with Trey Songz and Chris Brown. So right now, I'm in the studio with some production teams writing and referencing songs for them. And also, I have a showcase coming up Sunday that I'll be performing at Layla Lounge. So getting ready in the dance rehearsal for that, to kill that performance and stuff like that. Just keep myself busy trying to work. Doing the songwriting real hard now, also.
Exactly. Well, Mike, you know people are listening to you all over the world right now. We have, we're broadcasting on our site. We're also broadcasting out of iTunes, podcast, online, and people calling in, you know, listening online, and they're also listening by the phone line. So it's amazing. These lines and the chat room is jumping. Everybody just quiet right now. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. They just quiet. I think everybody's tired today. Major shout out to everyone in the chat room.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room.
Yes. Also, I was wanting to know that in the near future, what can we expect? Mike Love.
In the future, we can expect my first EP to drop and hopefully a major deal coming towards my way. And just keep, y'all can always keep lock on me on MikeLoveNow.com or follow me on Twitter at MikeLoveMusic or Facebook at MikeLoveMusic. And I always update that to let people know when the next show. And make sure y'all check out 106 and Park this fall, hopefully October or November. Of me on 106 and Park performing on Wild Out Wednesday, stuff like that. But make sure y'all just stay locked on my website, MikeLoveNow.com.
We will do. Make sure you shout out the Nikki Rich Show when you hit that 106.
Oh, most definitely. Gotta love Nikki.
Yes. I also want to know, where did you get the name Mike Love from? I love it, by the way. But where did you get the name Mike Love?
The name came from high school when I was in D.C. We were real big on go-go music. So, like, at first I wasn't always real cool with people knowing I can sing. And then I finally liked the girls and everyone know I can sing. And then I started becoming the ladies' man. And then people just, and then one of my friends just called me Mike Lover. And then we changed it to Mike Love, and it just stuck with me for the rest till now. And now Mike Love, singer.
I hear that. Is there anything you would like to sing on right now, live?
You want me to sing?
We always love that. If you want to, we live. You want to show us something, you can do it.
You want to hear Maxwell?
Go ahead. We'll hear it.
All right.
I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. Should be hoping, but I can't stop thinking all the things we should have said that we never said, all the things we should have done that we never did, all the things we should have given but I didn't. Oh, darling, make it go, make it go.
Book you for a performance or just follow you on Facebook or Twitter, how can we do that?
To book Mike Love for shows and everything like that, you can contact my manager, Stay Tight Entertainment, staytightent@gmail.com, or you can book me at bookmikelovemusic@gmail.com. Or also contact a PR, Ms. Mocha, and then, or just come to my website, mikelovenow.com, and there's a little section over there saying contact, and it links you right into my team emails, addresses, and stuff like that.
Okay. Again, shout out to Ms. Mocha. She's doing her thing, man. She's
Ms.
making
Mocha.
It happen. Ms. Mocha, she is also our PR person as well here at the Nikki Rich Show. Major shout out to her. She has her own PR company. Y'all go check her out. Follow her on Twitter, Facebook, where have you. Find Ms. Mocha King. That's her name, Ms. Mocha King.
Mocha
so make sure you find her and connect.
Yeah.
See?
Thanks,
well,
we
thank
you. Having
yeah,
fun.
We thank you. Yeah. We thank you for coming on and just sharing everything you have going on. And it's been a blast here tonight.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. You're real cool, Miss Nikki.
Thank you. You have to come back and maybe co-host or something with us. We
please,
always have
real fun.
Yeah.
Got to set that
yes,
up.
Yes. We will. We will. Well, we always end by saying to our guests, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I want to end tonight by saying God bless. All right, all right. You were just listening to the one and only Mike Love. Mike Love, Mike Love. Go follow him on Twitter at Mike Love Music. I'm telling you, he has some hot music. So go look him up, go check him out, Google him. And right now we're going to get back into the show. We have our lines jumping right now, and we're going to come right back. We're going to have a quick commercial break. All right.
Lemoner Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
You now tune to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Rich Show.
Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Ooh, I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Ooh, I like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me. Slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. I'm a dick sore, her neck and her back hurting. Cut sore to have you like a brand new version. It's like once you get used to it, then you're so serving. Hop up on top and so jiggy jiggy jerking. Slow down for me, are you moving too fast? My fingers keep slipping, I'm trying to grip that ass. Keep being hard headed, and I'ma make you get on me. Got a human up disguise, but my face is a doggy. If you loving my bump, let me bury my bone. I got 4 or 5 bad married bitches at home. One of my bitches fell in love with that outside dick. That outside dick keep them hoes sick. Like, boom, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Boom, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
It's like I got the world in my palms.
girl up under my arm. She fucked up from the charm. She loved the way the dick stay hard from 12 to early in the morn. Fine bitches, if you're listening, you heard me, I'm strong. If you're going through your cycle, I ain't with it, I'm gone. They must have heard about them hoes that I beat up in my home. They wasn't telling the truth, baby, you knew they was wrong. Nah, make it official when I'm some of that dome. I don't mind buying blue, you ride too. Don't be asking nigga questions about where I'm driving you. The mom, my shit together, I ain't driving you. I don't think that nigga could do you better than I could do. You know, in juvenile, I'm caught the street by the derby. Same nigga used to be running with Rusty and Kirby. Can a player from the know you get a chance with it? But I can't bounce with you without using my hands with it.
Ooh, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Like it like that, she working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me, slow motion for me, slow motion for me, moving slow motion for me. Slow motion, she open. I'm hoping she don't leave my dick broken with brush burns and swollen. I'm hoping she wanted me to make her out of a believer. I guarantee ya, I'ma see ya when I see ya. And just don't holler out my name like we was all that. Your pussy so back, and you know that. So stop stunting, slow motion for a real nigga. I'm going off that incredible potion and I'ma deal with ya.
I like how them Victoria's Secret sitting that ass. Let me pull some more hip and Hennessy in your glass. Would I be violating if I grab me a hand? Full, I'm knowing what's happening. All I want is a sample. Who you with? I'm in the rental today. It's going down and happening, and I remember the way. Less money we spend on bullshit, the more for the weed. What it's gonna take to get to the coming slow motion with me? Like,
ooh, I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Ooh, I like it like that. She working that back.
Not exactly. My life has been mobile. I can be anywhere. Yeah, I just left North Carolina not too long ago. I was in the Goldsboro, Greenville area.
Okay.
I was there for a while. Yeah, so I've been moving around a little bit.
Wow, that is crazy. That's hot. That's hot. So shout out to Japan, by the way, too.
Oh yeah.
I saw you on Twitter going in today.
I just started that new account, you know. So go ahead and follow at I am DJ Shine. Go ahead and throw that out there. Name dropping.
I am DJ Shine. So you switching it up.
And pretty much when I first got on Twitter, I really didn't like it because Facebook was really hot at that time. And a lot of people that I meet, they're like, you got a Twitter, and I do have one, but I didn't get on it as much. So I created this new one just so I can pretty much, you know, get back in the swing of things and go digital like everybody, you know. And, you know, either you're going to be with it or you're going to get left behind. I'm not one of those people that get left behind, so I got to catch up.
Thank you. That's why we're here, man. A lot of people don't take the internet radio seriously, and they don't know how good they have it right now.
Exactly.
So when it fully switches over, it's a wrap. So you get it in right
good.
Now.
I mean, especially if you're doing anything that, you know, you're working hard to try to do in life, you know, you're going to have to put it out there for people to recognize you. You know, you can't just be, I've met a lot of unsigned artists and things that really trying to get their music out. You know, it's just the fact that, you know, you're going to have to push yourself because, you know, that music going to stay on your computer. You know, it's going to stay
on your computer.
So if you're not trying to put it out for yourself, you know, pretty much nobody else is really going to take you seriously. You know, so, you know, you have to get on that internet. You don't have to get on the computer, you know, to do and take care of what you need to take care of.
Exactly. And we also have what we're doing on Fridays where we have our artists. We feature our indie artists, and before I was doing like a little competition, and then I stopped because it seemed like it wasn't too many artists that was wanting to do it and get the exposure, but I'm starting to back up tomorrow. It's do or die. If you want to get the exposure or be heard, this is the way. We got this platform here for you guys. So I'm gonna start back up my little contest. It's not really a contest, but we have artists to call in, and just like Mike Love was just on, and he did something just now, a cappella. We want the artists to call in, maybe, you know, do something. It's a way of performing live on air. You're getting practice, you're getting exposure. It might be somebody that's listening that will want to. You know what, with you, you just never know.
You never know. That's one of the beautiful things about, you know, what you do on every day. You know, I met a lot of cats, and, you know, a lot of cats like, man, you know, but this is hard. I mean, but what are you doing it for? You know, I mean, it's not going to be hard forever. You know, everybody gets 24 hours in a day. You know, everybody gets 24 hours in a day. It just depends on how you use it. You know, everybody starts out neutral. You know, it just depends on how you decide to use your spare time and to use it wisely and be positive while doing it. You know, that's what's wrong with a lot of people. We don't try to keep everybody, the people that we do meet, you know, we don't try to keep them positive and motivated to do more. You know, so I think that's what the hip-hop world needs more of that anyway. As far as the music goes and, you know, entertainers, producers, singers, you know, DJs, salute to all the DJs out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, just work towards your goal, work towards your dream, you know what I'm saying? Make that a reality. I mean, that's what a lot of people on Earth for, you know, they work for so long trying to get to the top, and they just fail to realize that maybe you're not on Earth to be, you know, the next Diddy, or, you know, maybe you're not on Earth to be the next Master P. You know, so you just get to the position that, you know, you need to be comfortable with in your life, you know what I'm saying, and help other people try to reach a goal. I mean, because that's a big reward, you know, to help somebody get to the place they need to be in life, you know, where they seem they cannot necessarily get there on their own. You know, that's a big reward to actually see that flower bloom and blossom.
Exactly. I mean, I wanted to know, I know you've been to all these different countries and everything. Do you speak different languages?
I speak Japanese to an A-grade level, but I'm slowly losing it, given to the fact that I'm not speaking as much. but pretty much, you know, Japanese is like one of the other languages I can speak or should I say comprehend pretty good.
Okay. And you understand it really well.
Yes. Have to.
That's
been
pretty
over
high.
8 years. You have to. 8. 8 years.
Wow.
8 years. I was loving it.
Yes. Now, how is the music in Japan?
You know what? Believe it or not, the music is still the same way. Now, granted, they do have their own type of music. You know, they're more on the electro, techno, pop side. But as far as hip hop, I mean, you can go to hip hop clubs all day. You know, usually clubs open from 10 o'clock, and majority of them close to 5, and then you have after hours spots that open up to 6, and might close to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's music.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I'm so
all
serious.
Day long.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man.
I mean, it's really funny, you know, leaving the club around 1 o'clock in the afternoon and, you know, you see people already going to work and you see people going shopping and, you know, on their regular routine and you just now leaving a party spot. I mean, the shades do come in handy sometimes, I'll tell you that.
So what time would you go, if you know it's all day long, all day, all night, what time would you actually, you'll wake up, I got to get ready to go to this club by 10 o'clock in the morning and leave in the morning?
Well, I mean, that's pretty different. I mean, you can, like, as being a DJ, I mean, you can get booked like that, you know, double book, where you can leave one club and you can head to the next one.
But my case in point is,
if I'm going to have to go somewhere after, at least after 4 o'clock, I mean, they're going to be paying. So 4 o'clock in the morning, that's a long while trying to stay up and, you know, still party, especially if it's like that every day.
Yes. Now, what type of music do you like to play? I know DJs have their own style. They're different.
I play everything. Some of everything. I play, techno, electro, pop it sometimes. All depends on what club I'm in. Of course, hip-hop and R&B. Every now and again, you'll get some different flavor from maybe reggae, a little bit of reggae tone, you know, just to get hear something different in this area, hip hop, all the party, you know, or something like that. You know, I play a little bit of everything.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You got like we've been talking all day. You got to be international. You got to think global.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
I mean, it's the music in general is just like, even though you might play a lot of American songs over there and they might not know the words for it exact, but they still move. You know, that's what you really wanna do. You just want people to move, you know what I'm saying? Like move to the vibe that you're trying to actually set. I think a lot of DJs don't try to set no certain tone, you know, but for me, I can talk about myself the most. You know, I want everybody to have fun. I want everybody to, you know, say, come there without a worry. Go, if you have a worry, don't worry about it because it's going to be going away. And just enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourself. Let's have fun. Let's party.
Okay.
That's what you come out for. You come out to enjoy yourself, you know.
Yes. So how is the experience since you've been here in Atlanta from being in Japan?
It is a really, it wasn't a real big culture shock to be here in Atlanta. But when I first got, when I first actually came back to the United States and I flew into Los Angeles, the whole time I was over there, I didn't really necessarily feel the whole recession. I mean, we've seen it on TV, but, you know, the whole currency rate is different over there than it is over here. And it just so happened that the rate of money that they have is a little bit higher than over here. So, you know, we really didn't feel the recession, but when I got to L.A., I seen the recession, and I was like, wow. Okay, that was for real. You know, it was a big shock. You know, it was really a big shock. I didn't expect things to be as I guess slower and a little ugly, to be honest with you. You know, I seen a lot of people you know, at the airport that were homeless, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm 27, single. I'm throwing that out there too. No kids.
Oh, you're 27. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, yeah, I'm going to school for
single.
Oh yeah. I've been single for 3 years. You know, I'm focused right now. I'm going to school for entertainment business. You know, I'm just really trying to get on in the right lane. You know, in the lane that I know I fit in. It's weird, but, you know, it is what it is.
I feel you on that one. I feel you. I'm single, too. And I'm 32. I feel you the exact same way. I know.
I mean, but I really do appreciate the exposure, you know what I'm saying? I mean, being over here in the United States is not necessarily the same as Japan for me, given to the fact that, you know, I was in the clubs a lot and, you know, I'm spending just different places every weekend and coming to the States. Now I'm trying to build this whole fan base back up on this side of the rock, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's been kind of slow, but, you know, I'm still with it. You know, I'm still gung-ho about it and positive and looking up, you know, towards the skies. So, you know, I really do appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. You're so welcome. Also, you know, I know you talk about your fan base and everything like that. Has it been hard trying to do that, trying to build your fan base? Because it's important to, we tell our artists,
it really
it's
is
important to have your fan base and bring them. I know a lot of artists, DJs, and whomever will come to a radio station and they just think that you're going to promote. But to me, it's up to the artist to bring your family. Mm. If you feel like nobody's listening, who fault is that?
Okay. That's an easy answer. I mean, nobody wants to work for somebody that doesn't want to work. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to work for somebody that's not paying enough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're only going to get out what you put in it. So, I mean, I feel as though, you know, if you really have something that you're really trying to show, you know, if you really try, you have something that you worked hard on, you know, why not promote it? Why not put it out there? You know what I'm saying? Because even though if you, you know, you let five people listen to it, you know, you might have three people that be like, no, man, that's not good. But you might have those other two people that mean like, hey, man, yeah, I think you might need some work, but, you know, you give something to look forward to. That's three people, you know what I'm saying? Music is vice versa. I mean, not vice versa, but, you know, it's international, really. You know what I'm saying?
Music is
international. So, I mean, if you push that music, I mean, because you let your friends listen to it does not mean that you're a celebrity. And I think a lot of people get that whole thing. I think a lot of people get that messed up, you know, little bit, you know, because you ride in the car, bump your own music, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're on that status yet. I mean, a lot of people don't put in a lot of hard work to get in the position that they are. Granted, some people do just, you know, get in by the skin of their teeth, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, just slide on into the industry. But a lot of people do try to work hard to actually, you know, get their feet wet and break into the industry, and it's hard. It's hard. It really is.
Exactly.
But you can't give up.
You can't. You can't. But right now, DJ Shy, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to you. We live with DJ Shy in the building, straight from Japan, now in the States,
you know,
representing internationally known. All right.
There you go.
It's Slammer Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on The Nicky Rich Show.
Charlotte, check out Big Difference TV, the Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Time Warner Cable, on 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown, the independent artists from Carolina, D.C., and beyond.
Nicky Reed.
You are now listening to the hottest show on the internet. The Nicky Reed Show.
Worldwide. Love it. Get it, drummer, son. Danny Ray!
Ray the Bone, no.
I like him, I want him, I love him a lot. Whatever you doing, daddy, please don't stop.
What?
You got me, keep going, I'm open for ya. Tell me you can handle it if I'm gonna freak you off.
Yeah.
Baby, I can figure you out and it's making me crazy. Hey. I don't want no ifs and buts or no maybes. Hey. So what are you saying? Hey. It's either you in or you out, baby, what you about? Tell me.
All right. You were just listening to Miss Danny Wright, He Love Me Radio. I love that, y'all. I love that. He Love Me. I'm loving that track. Right now, we have a special guest in the building. We have the one and only DJ Shine straight out of Japan. What's going on?
What up, what up, what up? How y'all doing? What's going on, world? What's going
that's
on?
That,
it's the internet. It's the internet.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Internet radio. The one and only Nikki Rich on the show.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, you know, we used to say that all the time. Word up, man. Word up, magazine.
You know, I didn't really pick that up until I was in North Carolina. To be honest with you.
Oh, well.
Word. Okay, word.
You remember back in the day, you used to say, word up. Word up. But, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So what do you have coming up?
Right now, I'm going to have I have a project right now, a mixtape, one of my monthly mixtapes, Diamond Cuts Radio. It's a mixtape. you know, basically just giving... You know, giving you all the hottest tracks that you ain't gonna hear on the radio for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? I got a plug like that. But just throwing that out. You know, it's like you 51 tracks. The next one that's coming out is actually gonna be in October. If you want to, you can just follow me on Twitter, Facebook. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at a capital I, a little A M, capital D, J. S-H, a lowercase I-N-E. I am DJ Shine on Twitter. And Facebook, you can type in the search engine, DJ with a minus sign and Shine, and it will be the first guy that pops up. Pretty much, if you want to find all that information out, it will be for free. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that put a little buzz in a couple people's ears, you know, that you can download. It'll be 51 of the Blazing Tracks that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? So you can go ahead and download that, listen to it, you know. Please, you know, let me know what you think of it. You know what I'm saying? We work a lot of long hours. A lot of long hours. A lot of studios, a lot of takeout.
Okay. So as a DJ, do you take in music as well? Because I know
artists
probably hitting you left and right, and how can they get some music to you?
Well, if you're an up-and-coming artist and you want to at least get your song heard or, you know, be willing to get it played, you can go ahead and send your track in or send your record in to djshineplaythis@ymail.com. And then I will make sure I listen to it, and I will give you a reply back to let you know exactly what I think. And like I said, it's not what I think, okay? That whatever I tell you, you know what I'm saying, just don't let that stop you. Just let that be some fuel for your motivation to keep going. You know, that's just me personally.
Exactly. And that's what we're here for. And if it's anybody, do you also, I know you was talking mixtape and everything. Do you put together mixtapes or you have somebody?
I will do hosting. I will do hosting for mixtapes. That's no problem. I do have credentials for that. Let me rephrase that. I do have requirements. That's the word I'm looking for. My little mind is I do have some requirements, but they can also, you know, email djshineplaythis@ymail.com, and they can get all the information they need to get their project started.
Okay. And I see we have some people in the chat room again saying, what is the email that you gave prior?
It is DJ Shine, S-H-I-N-E, playthis@ymail.com.
Okay.
So you can go ahead
For those who are listening, you can always go back to the archives and get the info and check it out.
check it out again. Don't just listen one time. We want you to listen to it three times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, social support. To your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you on tonight. We appreciate you stopping through the Nikki Rich
Show. Well, I greatly appreciate it.
Have you back, DJ Shine? You the DJ. See, we need a DJ.
You need a DJ? Well, I'm available. I'm available.
Yeah,
I mean, Twitter.
We might start our DJ night.
Okay. Just let me know. I'll start it off. I'll kick it off for you. So I can set some standards. I'll set some standards up there just so, you know, everybody else that know that they coming in there, they coming in there behind something. So bring your work. And I don't wanna sound cocky, I'm just trying to motivate, that's all. You know, just go ahead and let people know, like, oh, he's cocky about what he do. No, I'm not cocky. I'm just really want to motivate other people to really get on your job. I mean, if you really want to be in the music industry, you're going to have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to take the criticism, whether it's good or bad. You know, you're going to have to do the work, if it's easy or hard. You know, so you might as well go ahead and get that in your mind. This is what you're asking for. I mean, if you're not willing to do it, if you're not willing to do it, I'm sure they have a couple of job announcements in a newspaper. So.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just as real as that.
And we just had a special guest on, Mike Love. I would love to give you his music is international music, so I definitely would love to send you some tracks or have his team to send you some his music as well, because I really was loving his tracks, so. Definitely want you to get his music, most definitely. And we also have some guys that I always throw their names out. It's just so many artists that I support. It's so many that come through on the show, you know, my brother Fleetwood. But I always throw out Fleetwood SC on Twitter. Y'all check him out. But I always...
Okay.
Support these guys because I know, like, you know how it is when you see artists that have that drive and they just are really, really motivated. They're performing. They're getting heard this place and that place. And
I, you know,
from the beginning, I really have just been like, I know these guys are going somewhere and they're just motivated, and I just, you know, really want you to connect with them because they're doing big things. 403 Mob, that's my boys. You know, I'm a mob girl. But they're a really good group of guys, and I really want you to listen to their music. Mike Love, he's doing major things right now. We
I
also
heard
have... Huh?
I picked up the call actually as he was finishing his Maxwell. I mean, he got some tunes now. He got some tunes. Matter of fact, go ahead and shout out Mike Love right now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got some tunes, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and you can send some tracks in too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, we have another artist. She is amazing. She's been on the show. She's been on one of Season Park. She's known as Miss Proper. Miss Proper, when I tell you she got it going on. I think we have her track in. She's pretty hot. Like I said, she's been on one of Susan Park, Blaze the Stage. She's been doing her thing out there, and I mean we're gonna try to get some of those people and more. Any artist that's tuned in right now, you have DJ Shine's info. So we're going to try to get the track to you, but I'm going to play a little bit of Miss Proper so you can listen, okay?
Okay, no problem. I really appreciate you even putting me in that equation. I appreciate that.
Okay, all righty. Check this out.
You know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Proper, and you are rocking with Nikki Rich on iJive Urban Rich Radio.
Oh,
well,
no, that's not a drop.
Yeah, that's a drop, but we're going to get right to the song. We're going to get to that. It's called Oh My God, and I love it. Here it goes.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hatin' folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hatin' folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate
you
no
know
more.
Who it
I
is.
Think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hatin' folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hatin' folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more.
I got my bank up, now these niggas bankrupt. I just made they jaw drop, they should pick their face up. Feeling like a baker to these haters cause I'm caked up. Flow so amateur, you should get your rank up. Flat in the plane, cause I rode that dank up. Spark another flame, putting gold to perp like Lakers. Look like Miss Biggie, where the hell you take it? Try to sit with the team, return after Lama Lakem. Her boss, I'm awesome, thank you for your thoughts and all your thinking. My profit is amazing, stick with proper, you might make it. Counting up your losses while I'm counting on my paper. You still love me, now your anger transform me to a hater. I know.
Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. Oh my God, oh my God, I know why they hating folks. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't hate no more. I think if y'all start getting money, y'all won't.
All right, that was a little bit of Miss Popper. Miss Popper, Miss Copper, and also, they just shout out the NBH. They in the chat room showing love, 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 and support to NBH, their group out of Green, out of South Carolina, actually, out of South Carolina. Yeah, got okay. Some love to our people, you know, our indie artists doing major things. So we got to get it in, you know what I'm saying? It's all about them here. Our platform is for you guys to get heard. And that's what we're here for. We just make it for you guys. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's good. That's good. I mean, I need that track in my pool though. in my song
yeah.
Pool. I need that. I was feeling that.
Yeah, that's hot.
You know,
that's,
yeah,
that's hot. And we have, I always like to play our indie artist music because it's hot. It's that fire. It's always good to do that, you know. It's cool, though. But, yeah, we always have on Tuesday nights, we have Slam of the Jammin' where we play our artist music, our indie artist music, and we determine if we should spin it or not. And I actually have some new music from Miss Proper, amazing too. But big shout out to everybody that's on their grind, doing their thing. It's hard. It's hard right now, but they making it happen.
Salute to that.
And I support all artists, not just a few. You know, I support them all. I just try to, when I see somebody who's really working hard and really getting out there, I really, you know, stand behind those guys. I know what they're doing, and it's not easy. And if I
respect.
See performing everywhere and just investing in themselves, that's the main thing, investing. A lot of artists don't want to invest in themselves.
No, they don't. No, they don't. You have to build that brand. You have to build the brand first and you know, and make sure you get knowledge about especially what area of what you're really trying to do. You know, it's a lot of producers out there that really, you know, they can make beats all day, but they can't tell you anything about how to copyright their music, you know, and, you know, you have to know about your job. Anybody can say they want to be an astronaut, you know, but do you really want to go to school to learn how to be an astronaut? That's the hard work. And in order for you to set yourself apart, you're going to have to read some books. You have to get on the internet. You're going to have to, you know, catch some library days. You know what I'm saying? Just you're gonna have to do what you gonna have to do to really get yourself out there. It is not, a joke. I mean, I remember when I first started Get Your Shine On Entertainment. I remember being at a train station for like 9 hours passing out flyers by myself. You know, and to a lot of people, like 9 hours, like man, yeah. I mean, it was 9 hours, but just think of what I did for the outcome of, you know. I'm passing out papers for you know, hours on end. But at the same time, when people come to the event, you're gonna reap the benefit of it, you know. So you got to really just push yourself, and even if you're working with somebody, go harder than them, you know, because somebody will see that and they'll pick you up, they'll take you up a little bit higher than you know that other person could, you know. So just go
hard.
Go hard.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a quick music break. I want you to check out Fleetwood, and he's on Twitter at FleetwoodSC. He is my brother. You know, it runs in the family. But here he goes with Fleetwood with Swag Overload.
I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunned hard, pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunned hard, pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low.
Another day, another dollar, yeah, the money comes steady. Sleeping on a nigga, I'ma turn into Freddy. Shawty at the telly, blowing up a nigga telly. So I'm finna get some cut from a girl I call Machete.
Already,
Fleetwood, realest nigga till the casket drop.
Casket
on
drop.
The road to riches, bypassing the traffic stop. Getting money, haters feel like this has to stop. Hey man, I'm out this world,
yeah.
Call me the swagstronaut.
Okay.
So much money in my pocket, dog, it's falling out. I only speak Guapanese, so I don't know what you talking about. Handful of bags at the mall when I'm walking out. Coach finally put me in the game, now I'm balling out. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunned
hard,
pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no telling what I got in here. I stunned
hard,
pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low.
Pocket full of lettuce,
yeah.
She love the way I'm dressing in my chain full of carrots. I'm fresher than a salad. And when it comes to money, boy, I cash it in the swag supermarket. I choose paper instead of plastic.
Yeah.
Hottest on the Atlas, care less about your feelings.
Nah.
Cause I'm by this money on my way to a million.
Okay.
Swag on a trillion. Boy, I'm through the ceiling. I murder you for that money, so I'm trying to make killing. Get it right, bruh. Yeah, I'm off the meter.
Off the meter.
We seeing black, big girl, my color Caesar. Yeah, we in the club wildin' with a couple divas. You all the way turned up, well, I'm bustin' speakers. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm outta here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no tellin' what I got in here. I stunned
hard,
pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low. Hey, I'm through the roof, yeah, I'm outta here. Hey, slow your roll, ain't no tellin' what I got in here. I stunned
hard,
pockets on swole, stacks over hoes, swag over low.
Nikki Reed.
Welcome back.
welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet, and I am the one and only Nikki Rich. We live, blogtalkradio.com/the Nikki Rich Show. Call in 1-323-580-5749, or you can find us on podcast under the Nikki Rich Show, such as on iTunes right now. We have DJ Shine straight out of Japan in the building. What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Once again, what's up, world? What's how you doing? What's up? What's shaking?
That's what it is. What's cracking, lacking? That's what we say. What's cracking, lacking?
You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, I'm really promoted in that area. I want to tell everybody konnichiwa. I mean, I know that's pretty basic for a lot of people, but, you know, a lot of people don't know what the meaning is. You know, sounds good. Afternoon or hello. You know, just throwing that out there. You learned something today.
Man, I need to go to Japan because I love that yellow sauce. We just had Japan last night. It was awesome, man. I love the food.
You got a passport?
I think. I got $200 to pass go.
I said you got a passport. I mean, let's go. I mean, it's only two things you can do. You can plan it and do it.
Yeah, that's what this guy told me. Another person, I need to go get one for real. That's sad, ain't it? But like I say, I'm Carolina bound. No, I'm just saying. I'm going one day.
It is a beautiful country. It is a very beautiful country. There's so many people over there, you know, and they don't really have so many, I guess I want to say, like, stereotypes than we do, you know, say, in the United States. Like, over there, you do look different, so they will call you a foreigner every now and then. But just as much as the freedom, you know, I've been in shoe department stores where, you know, they didn't have my size, you know, and I really want these shoes. You know, I don't want to leave without this bag. So, you know, they'll call around in the area. For instance, one time a guy called around in the area, maybe four different stops, and he actually found the shoe in my size. The the people from the other store, they actually brought it to the store that I was at. And I was really trying to explain to him, in the United States, they do not do that. Even though that the same store might be two streets over, you can go there. I'm not going to call. And we can't be like that.
They sure will.
We can't be like that. You know,
no,
I mean, people,
no.
To be honest with you, know, people get mad at you at McDonald's for asking for extra napkins. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you mad at me?
Yeah.
I didn't make you come to work today, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's really different. I mean, and everybody have their own. The fashion over there is ridiculous. You know, it's just so much going on. I mean, you can only help but to be an individual. You know, I noticed in the States, you know, as far as the clothing trends go, you know, a lot of people rock polo, a lot of people rock Kooji, which I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying, you know, it's way more brands than that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's way more brands. I mean, everything is pretty much trending. As soon as, you know, polo falls out a little bit, they're going to move on to something else. You just have to be comfortable with you, how you come out, you know, what you wear. You know, it's not necessarily what everybody else is doing. You know, be that one to be different.
Yes. What are the brands over there right now that you know of
or remember? I couldn't hear you.
I said, what are some of the brands that's over in Japan?
Oh, I mean, you have the same brands. I mean, you don't see as much, you know, Kooji, you know, exact. You might run into a lot of Ivizu, name brands, you know, Red Monkeys. It's so many of them because they're creative like that. I mean, like Bathing Ape. Bathing Ape started in Japan. Like, people was rocking bass before they really got big in the space, you know. Like, man, I've been had those, you know. And the technology is so faster, and you know, it's just a real good place to be. A lot of people are nice, You know, if you need some help, if you're walking down the street and, you know, you don't know exactly where you're going, they will actually, you know, take the time and actually show you, you know what I'm saying? Because you'll be there for a while and actually trying to talk to you and tell you which way to go. So they'll just cut the middleman out and actually show you where to go, you know. It's a very peaceful, it puts you in a peaceful state. It puts you in a very peaceful state of mind. You know, it's not necessarily so much negativity, you know what I'm saying, I would like to say. You know, it's just, everybody's just them. You know, if you don't like it, don't worry about it. You know?
So how is it, since the tsunami and all that, has it built back up?
Actually, there are still people that's in auditoriums, you know, that they don't have any food, they don't have any water, you know, the electricity is still out, you know, you have women, you know, that's there, you know, stuck in these, you know, these gymnasiums and all these different places that they hold in for shelters, and a lot of women are getting raped, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's just, parts of Japan, are going through a real hard time right now, you know, just like, you know, other places in the world that didn't have a actual natural disaster, but it's just the way that country is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. It could be better. It really could. It could be better. But I mean, you still have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people with no place to go, no food, you know, no lights, no water. You still have children, you know, that's around that. You know, people are still sending in donations. I mean, if you do know, if you do get on the internet and you look up a Japan donation fund, you know what I'm saying, drop a couple of dollars in there, you know. Let's help somebody. Because in the long run, you only going to get what you give. You know what I'm saying? If you walk around with a frown on your face, that's what kind of people you're going to be coming in contact with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, if you walk around with a smile on your face and you're happy, guess what? You're going to come across people that are happy and they, you know, they're positive and comfortable where they at. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you tend to give out, that's exactly what you're going to get back in. If you don't want to work, your chick will show.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Yes, that's it. Well, we thank you for being on the Nikki Rich Show and spending time with us today. We hope to have you back soon.
Just let me know. You know, sir, I'm more than willing to. You know, I'm more than willing to. I greatly appreciate the exposure. You know, it's kind of hard. You know, coming into a whole different environment, trying to move around and basically, you know, especially when you're in a market that it's a lot of the same, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty much crabs in the bucket. You know, if you go to a club, like for instance, when I go to a club, I see DJs, I try to talk to them and, you know, try to make a connection, but in a way they kind of feel as though, you know, a little bit intimidated because they think I want their spot. I really don't want your spot, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can help each other out, you know? They don't want to open the mind a little bit. You never know what the other person might have in store for you if you never open your mouth. So, you know, if anybody that's listening out there doing something to really get yourself out there, man, talk to people. You know, get out there. You know, make some business cards. If you're a producer, you know, throw a couple of snippets on a CD and hit some clubs. You know, those people that's on the people that's on the stage that you go see, they obviously need beats. So,
exactly.
You know, you give them, you know, take a CD up there, just throw it to them. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, you know, holler at me. If you don't, oh well. You know what I'm saying? You got it. Put your contact information
exactly
on there, and then, you know, put your work out there. Put your work out there. You know, let people see, you know, exactly what you're spending, how you're spending your time.
Yes. So, DJ Sean, give out your Twitter right quick before we wind this down.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at capital I small am capital DJ S-H, lowercase I, capital N, capital E. That's
now, why you have to do that, why you have to do that little lowercase I? You could have just left it with the regular I.
But,
you
know,
have to be different.
You know, I'm shy. I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be like everybody.
I know.
I almost made the I destination part at first. I just couldn't put it on Twitter like that.
I'm just messing. Okay. Okay. But, yeah. We appreciate you coming on, and I had a blast with you tonight. And Mike Love, it's been a great, great night tonight.
It's always, you know, that I really do, you know, I just noticed about your show today, so, you know, now I'll be like a real listener.
yes.
You know, I can go and give out a couple of shout outs real quick.
Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Get Your Shine On Entertainment and the crew. Straight Music Productions, let me see, Sky Patrol, Fly Gang, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, everybody that I know that's been with me and supporting, Japan, Guam, China, South Korea, you know, Thailand, what's up? Man, and the list goes on. My people over there in L.A., what's happening? You know what I'm saying? New York was good. You know, I've been a little bit of everywhere, you know, so I'm trying to have that Forrest Gump life.
Exactly.
Shout out to you, you know, so shout out to Miss President. Is that it?
Presidential.
Oops. I'm sorry. Can't go back. But shout out, you know, I do appreciate the exposure, you know, saying I do appreciate you having me on the show.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
All right. Thank you. You're now listening to Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich
Show. So go ahead and.
Yeah.
So, you know, go ahead and be a tuner. You know, yeah, you retweet some of the stuff that she put out. You know, if you ain't following her, you need to. You know what I'm saying? Retweet this stuff. Let's get it big. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do. We got to have support. So I appreciate
it. Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you again. And hopefully, like I say, Full 3 Mob, Miss Proper, other artists that's out there listening right now, such as Fleetwood and whoever that's tuned in, can get some music to you as well.
Right. DJ Shine, play this at ymail.com. I forgot this earlier, but if you would like to book me, you know what I'm saying, see what I can do, let me come to your city, you know what I'm saying, booking contact email is iwantdjshine@gmail.com. And if you want me, hit me up. We'll do some business.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it. Everybody have a positive night and a positive day tomorrow, you know, and that's pretty much it. I appreciate it.
All right. Definitely tune in all tomorrow, right. Sis. Okay, you are just listening to DJ Shine straight out of Japan. He's here now, though, guys. He's right here. I just want to give a major shout out to Fred Starr. Fred Starr is tuning in right now to the Nikki Rich Show. He is an artist, photographer, director, up-and-coming TV host, entrepreneur, graphic designer, and model. Y'all follow What's Up Fred, Fred Starr. He's doing his thing out there. Follow him on Twitter. Much love.
Nikki Reed.
It's Slammer Jamming every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby! in the blood. Get up here, fast girl, say I'm the man. Ice on the wrist with the ice in the chain. Ride to the hood, yeah, I'm dripping the grain. And I'm sipping the same while I'm changing the lane. I feel tight cause I'm choking the green. Bitch, it messed up cause I'm
working the lead.
Messing with a D-boy, riding a big toys. Making man gal wanna get on the scene. She gotta give it up when she get in my car. I ain't been there, but I know I'm a star. Cause when I'm in the club, I be back in the bar. In the VIP bar, they be buying the bar.
Yeah.
Buying the
DJ
bar.
Paul is a dog, one you do not trust.
Agency.com. You can go find her. I'm telling you,
She is doing her thing right now. Go look her up. Go to www.4dpco.info. Again, she is the PR director for the Nikki Rich Show. And if you need her, there she is, at MOCCASTYLES. All right, we're winding things down here on the Nikki Rich Show. I'm truly blessed to have you guys tuned in and listening. Again, we are a positive platform here. We want everybody to get heard. And, you know, we don't like no drama here. You can have a positive platform without any confusion, and that's what we're doing. We're moving forward. God is blessing us. He's opening doors, and he is putting the right people in our path. And it's so good to have a DJ that's worldwide, international, to come on and be accepting, to accept the indie artist music, anybody music. Great show with Mike Love. He came on and blessed the platform with his lovely, lovely voice. We really had a great time tonight. Great time tonight. And I want to keep this going. We want to keep it up. We want to keep it going. God is blessing us. So many, y'all, I'm excited because we are on our road to 10,000 listeners. It's going down right now. So we are almost there. We're working it out here on the Nikki Rich Show. So, yeah, we're just starting. Right now we have over 5,000 listeners, but we on our road to 10,000. So we started in April, and look where we at. We have over 5,000. That is the bomb. That is the bomb. So y'all be on the lookout for the Nikki Rich Show. We're building here. And we're connecting others. We're just a melting pot that's just working together, all stations, all artists. So be on the lookout for new news. Also, on September the 24th, I will be hosting a musical concert with Miss Booster Seat Rider out of Waynesboro, North Carolina. And it is a showcase. It is a showcase. And I will be hosting this in Waynesboro, North Carolina. It's going down 7 p.m. at the Ansonia Theater. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. I cannot wait. For those who don't know, you can follow me on Twitter at MSNIKKIRICH, or you can follow at NIKKIRICHSHOW. That is the Nikki Rich Show, or Miss Nikki Rich. We also have our promo theme, which is the Rich Except, and that is at RICHSECTS. All right. It's been a great show tonight. We want to leave tonight with you guys, and we want to say we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. We leave with Most High Five, Chuck D, an Easy Moby.
Most High Five, Supernatural, Slam Jam. Let's get it.
I'm on a level so high, divine laws of gravity beyond the sun's reach, way deep into the galaxy.
Come on,
made in the image of God, hungry for majesty. Anything less should be considered blasphemy. Texas hot like iron when the juice sparks, raising hell in ATL all the way to New York. When I roll through the hood, they say you the man. By day, at night, black Superman. Overlooking the city on top of skyscrapers. Put my fist in the air, yelling die haters. I'm a mute to the green, not new to the scene. Resurrected from the dead, back with the energy. Nice clothes, hype shows, never wearing tight clothes. Baby thoughts of a genius, borderline sight. I grind and hustle, my mind and my muscles. Always shining. Call Disco Clown. We the people. If you're white,
white, red, yellow, and brown. There's a black Superman in D.C. town. Overnight, took the big house black from right. What it mean? It means pull them pants up, aight. Now, no more ignorant ass back wanting stuff from us. I can't stand it. Dude, best understand it. Time played out, playing rappers who can't handle it. A system the most high five to dismantle it. Obama brought the noise, logic, and fuses. No more stupid excuses, damn the Klan. Put our own heads in nooses. 2009, the world's still a ball of confusion. Temptation got half your mind, body, and soul losers. But you better know it's time for some action. Keep it moving.
I don't know my own.
Cause the song hot. Ring, 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 trying to sell their bling, bling. Mad at the king, cause we're doing the damn thing. Never catch me stressing over a damn obsession. My mind is a weapon, just like a misdirection. I'm trying for depression, my life is like a lesson.